Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 10, The Secret Place, Matthew 6:6. Jesus is speaking, and what he says is so plain, so unhurried, that it's easy to read past it without feeling the full weight of it. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Did you catch that first word? When? Not if you ever feel like it. Not if life slows down enough. When? Jesus isn't raising a possibility. He's describing a way of life. He assumes that anyone who follows him prays. That prayer isn't a crisis tool, isn't an advanced spiritual practice reserved for the especially devout. It's the breath of faith. It's what a living relationship with God looks like from the inside. And then he says, shut the door. That seems like a small thing, but it's a deeply intentional act, because everything that competes for your attention stays on the other side of that door, the sealed glowing screen, the waiting notification, the noise of other people's opinions, the momentum of a day already gathering speed. When you shut that door, you're telling the world, not right now. Right now, there is someone more important I need to be with. In secret, there is no audience. And that changes everything. Most of what we do in life, we do with at least half an eye on who's watching. But hidden prayer cannot be a performance. There is no crowd. There is only you and the Father. And it is precisely there, in that room, behind that closed door, that faith begins to heal from something subtle. It picks up over time, the habit of performing, the need to be seen. Secret prayer cures that. It recalibrates you. It reminds you who you are when no one is looking. And think about what happens to what grows underground. The root nobody ever sees. It holds everything up. The tree you admire from the outside. The fruit, the branches steady in the wind. It's only standing because of what's buried in the dark, where no one applauds. Your devotional life is exactly like that. What you cultivate in secret is what sustains everything visible. It's not a shop window. It's a root system, and the Father sees. That is the thing Jesus most wants you to carry with you today. The Father sees. No camera, no witness, no applause, but the Father who is in secret sees every quiet minute you spent there with him. And nothing he sees goes unrewarded. Nothing. So today I want to give you a clear, direct invitation. Choose your secret place. It might be a chair by the window. It might be a corner of your bedroom. It can be wherever you need it to be, but choose. Make it real. Give it a location. And tomorrow morning, before breakfast, before the phone, before the day takes over, shut the door and spend 5 minutes alone with the Father. It doesn't have to be eloquent. It doesn't have to be long. It just has to be honest. He sees you, and that is more than enough. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.